The street's been asking for it, so it's time you give them what they want. Instincts, hit them with that A1, unfiltered product.
I guess I can't tell y'all where I'm going till I show you what I come from.
Time for the snowflakes, helping our arms to innocence, giving life. Now I'm called, take a palm, mission unknown. No pain, no problem, a darkness with door fire, wherever long. Look at the minor league, been enough fears to follow. Feeling drawn to the snare of betraying my role model. Lost within, waging this war to find balance. A refuge, a challenge, a pawn to the challenge. Had asthma for years, found it hard to be heard. Radical breath, and shit, and kept the snake off the curb long enough. The world's world was toxic drugs. Out of my mind, find a sense when he earned enough. I'm off the rise up. Dismiss the coward enough to put it in the heart. This life is sour, so that it is. But me see there was none she hid. Then drop soaking the block till that pain was so vivid, still feeling.
Some were born leaders, and some were born followers. And some learned to follow leaders in the greatness, eventually becoming leaders. Which one are you? Gloria, X1, Admiral,
I
come on.
I still feel like a thing in the restroom. My eyes overwhelmed by images of this man in his tomb at 86. Assuming his position, go figure. I'm left to play through the mercy when I sold to this nigga. Back and forth with the fury, ways of war to see clearly. Hoping to mention time of gas. The mercy cured me to this day. That pain pound relentless. My mom found solace within the warm bottle, numbing the senses. Found my sins, found my way to the bench. I'm up to lifeless, things with them foul stenches. Block walls, I'm saving my life. A man is still close, spit up the food for the switches. To each and over young guns running these keys, flying the killing the tools of pain. Trying to return in their mind, trying to be that man. My niggas missed on, they come up. Give them hope, their feelings is fucked. And their pockets is fucked too. Facial expressions is fucked. You, I wore them shoes, I ain't blaming them, dude. And this is true for them same strips. Same brick, same benches, same plot. The dog cops hop, them same fences, same plot. Youngin', lost up in the trenches. Blinded by the ground, now I see it through clear lenses. Yeah, I was lost up in the trenches. Blinded by the ground, now I see it through clear lenses.
Oh my gosh. What's goody good, y'all? I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all been hearing nothing for the past like 20, 30 minutes because I had myself on mute. And then remember, I put myself on mute so the intro could play without any feedback in the back. And here I am thinking I'm off mute, talking to y'all, talking about I'm going to debut Admiral. I'm going to share Admiral's new single, Big Dog, with y'all. But I never took myself off mute for you to hear me what I was saying. So, my boy Admiral, Gloria Entertainment, dropped a new single called Big Dog. He posted a story on Facebook and asked everybody to go to their Spotify and stream the song to bring up the numbers. So, that's what I did earlier today, and I put it on repeat. But then, you know, I had other things going on, so I mute. I put the TV on mute, but let the song keep playing on repeat. So even though I'm not technically hearing it, it's still playing to bring up the numbers. Because, you know, in order to make money on Spotify, you got to have a certain amount of streams in order to make money. So that's why I had it on repeat, so that even though I'm not technically listening to it, you know, technically I'm not listening to it, but it's still playing in the background. You know, still playing and getting them streams up. But if you don't use Spotify, check Apple Music to see if it's up there. It's called Big Dog. And you stream it through Apple Music. And if you do like I did, put it on repeat and just let it keep going and going and going. Even though you're not listening, you got it on mute, but you let it keep going and going and going. That's a good thing. So you're still bringing up the numbers even though you technically got it on mute. Because it's still playing even though wherever you're playing it from is on mute. Because I have Spotify on my TV. So I have the app on my TV. So that's how I'm majority of the time listening to my music through Spotify. So I said, you know what, I'm going to do that. So, yeah. So for anybody that was listening in, I'm sorry you got dead air. Because I had myself on mute. And I'm busy talking to y'all while I'm on mute. So all that stuff, like I was just saying, you didn't hear, so I had to re-say it so y'all could hear it. So, yeah, we want to get into that Admiral. So I had to restart it so you can hear Big Dog. And if you like it, please stream it on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you stream your music. If it's up there, please stream Big Dog. Here we go.
New York City.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
That level shit.
Clock ticking, this go time. Service features don't blow line.
stacked up on one line. Rips touching at lunch time. No stop sign for this gold mine. Wave harder with a gold mine. Born leader, I hold mine. Sensei of that slow grind. I found jewels in that gold mine. Four for one in that gold line. That's real life, it ain't showtime. Biographic, don't quote lines. Don't know me, you don't know mine. On call, get them all line. Red beam, never all blind. News flash, never cross line. Keep the grip close at all time. On call, get them all line. Red beam, never all blind. News flash, never cross line. Keep the grip close at all time. It's that real. Big dog in these big dams. No rear view in these big wheels. Big house in that big hell. It's that real. Big dog in these big dams. No rear view in these big wheels. Big house in that big hell. That real. Clock ticking, my niggas. Give me talking to you. Get money, solve your distractions. Time on it. For life. Gloria BNC. BX shit, the next shit. We out.
All right, y'all. That was Amaro right there with Big Dog. I played the whole thing. And you know, normally give a snippet, and now I play the whole thing. Yep. So, yeah. Please go stream it through Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you stream it. If it's up there, please stream it. Right now, I got it on mute. I got the TV on mute, but I got the song still playing in the background. Yep. So I got some help for him bring his numbers up. It's good music. You know what I'm saying? It's good music. You're a hip-hop head, it's good music. So, yeah. And I also wanted to let y'all know, jump into another thing. Roll the Starting Radio is on AMP. If you have the AMP app, just look up Roll the Starting. It ain't going to say Roll the Starting Radio. It's going to say Roll the Starting. Yep. And there's two shows up there already that you can listen to. Yep. That's the new app, new podcasting app through Amazon. So if you are a podcaster, if you're thinking about podcasting and want to get your feet wet, you can use AMP. What I like about AMP is that they have where you set up the show. They have a chat so that when people come in to listen to your show, you can interact with them. And if you're going to play music, if the artist has their music on Amazon Music or up on Amazon, they have a playlist where you can add songs to your show and you can play it on the show. So it's not like where you got to scramble and find a song. So, there's one thing I'm going to tell you that you can't do. You can do it on Blog Talk, but you can't do it on AMP, or you will be kicked off of AMP as a podcaster. You can listen, but you won't be able to podcast. So, what AMP doesn't want, as you see how I just played you Amarell's Big Dog. I didn't play it from the board. I played it from Spotify itself, and you heard it, right? I cannot do that on AMP. If I did that on AMP, it would disqualify me from podcasting anymore on AMP. That's why they created where you create a playlist of music. You create a playlist of music, and during your show, during your show, you go into the playlist and you click on the song, it'll play the song. If the artist you want to play is not up there, it's because they don't have their music on Amazon's Music or Amazon, the app itself where they sell their CDs and stuff. They don't have it up there. So if it's up there, you put it in your playlist. When you're ready to play, you just hit play. It'll play the song. It'll mute your mic. And AMP is only available on iPhones. It's not available on Android yet because it's a new app, but it's available on iPhone. Anybody who builds an app is going to always do iPhone first before they do Android. And if you want it on Android, they're going to want, if this is a company you can invest, well, Amazon can afford to do an Android version of the AMP app. They can afford it. But if it's, say, a person who don't have Amazon money and they got to raise the capital in order to do it for the Android. Yep, they have to raise the capital to be able to do it for the Android. And it's not cheap. I know you see people come out with apps every day, and we use them, but it's not cheap putting these apps together and getting it out to the public. It's not cheap. So, like I said, if you're a person who's interested in podcasting, AMP is an app you can use to podcast. Another one that I use, but I haven't used in a while, is Anchor, and Anchor is part of Spotify. So your Anchor, if you use Anchor, you can connect that to Spotify, and it'll be up on Spotify. You have your podcast on Spotify. A lot of these streaming apps are now adding podcasting because podcasting is a thing now. Everybody's podcasting. And if you are good at what you do, some of them might offer you a deal and you have your podcast exclusively through them where you're getting paid for it as well as posting to your social media as well. So it would go. So say like you use Anchor, right? Anchor's connected with Spotify. So say Spotify offers you a deal. You take the deal. You will post it first to Spotify. It will post first through Spotify. Then you can post it everywhere else once it's posted to Spotify first. So, yeah. So, that's something to think about, because there are people who want a podcast but don't want to do it visually where people see you. Because, you know, they might be shy in front of the camera. So, doing it this way, through AMP or Anchor, they don't have to see you. All they need to do is hear you. And you can come up with whatever your podcast is going to be. And whatever day you decide to want to do it, you do it every Wednesday. And every Wednesday at the same time, you put out an episode of your podcast, You got one thing I could say: when I first started out, I used Anchor. And I stayed consistent and did two seasons because, you know, episodes, they go by episode by episode by episode. So if you were thinking of it as like watching TV, it'd be like two seasons of your favorite show. And I haven't done it since, but then I came across AMP, and so now I'm redoing it, the same thing I was doing on Anchor, but I'm doing it on AMP. See, on AMP, on, not AMP, on Anchor, I was doing Speaking Freely with Ms. Get-Go. With AMP, what I like about AMP is that I could do Speaking Freely with Ms. Get-Go as I was doing on Anchor, as well as do the same thing as I'm doing right now on my radio station. It is the same shows I do on my radio station, I can bring it to AMP. You know, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday is the Indie Experience, right? So I can take the Indie Experience with me to AMP, the same artist who I play on that show, I could play during the AMP show, right? So I'm carrying the show. So for people who, you know, I'm carrying the show, so a different platform that people can experience what I do on the daily on here through AMP, and then I can bring them to listen when I do it live on here. You see what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So I just wanted y'all to know, my Block Talk listeners, I wanted you to know that I'm on AMP, so, and I'm usually going on not right after I finish over here. I usually go like an hour after I finish over here, I get on AMP and either play music or I do my Speaking Freely with Ms. Gecko, and, you know, because there are people who don't know Road to Stardom. So by getting on other platforms and using the name, they like, oh, Road to Stardom, and then when they go to search, there's okay, Road to Stardom Radio, it'll come up doing a Google search or whatever browser you use, it'll come up. And they'll be like, oh, so I've been doing this for a long time. Yes, I've been doing it for a long time. So, there's something else I want to share with you. And that is, there is going to be a documentary on Biz Markie, the rapper. You youngins may not know who he is. Just Google Biz Markie and you will get to know who he is. Y'all been singing Just a Friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. And you say he's just a friend. And you been singing that and don't realize you singing Biz Markie. So, right, you don't realize that. So, yeah, I'm going to share that with you right now, all the info about it that I'm doing, the thing on Biz Markie. So, here we go. Oh, the article is loading, so I'm going to have to give it a minute. Article is loading. The number to call in if you want to promote something is 845-277-9356. 845-277-9356. Okay, this is coming from The Breakfast Club. All right, Charlamagne and Envy, because remember Angela Lee left. So this is coming from the Breakfast Club. So Fat Joe, Big Daddy Kane, and more to appear in Biz Markie documentary. So it says, Biz Markie's life and career will be put under a microscope in a new documentary. On Monday, July 17th, Showtime debuted the trailer for the upcoming film All Up in the Biz and confirmed its global release date. The trailer gives fans a glimpse of what to expect from the documentary directed by veteran filmmaker Sasha Jenkins. The film, which premiered during the Tribeca Film Festival last month, features never-before-seen footage and interviews with the clown Prince of Hip Hop, as he established his own legacy while helping his friends, Big Daddy Kane, Rakim, De La Soul, and EPMD, who would end up becoming superstars themselves. Ms. Markey is the pure essence of hip-hop. Jenkins said in a press release, he lived it, he harnessed its power. Most people don't know what he used those powers to power up some of the culture's greatest poets, then some. I was fortunate to meet Biz when he was alive, so to have the opportunity to bring him back to life now that he isn't here is a special film. The definite story about the Just a Friend rapper also features expert accounts from those who knew him, like Daryl McDaniel of Run DMC, Big Daddy Kane, Dougie Fresh, and Fat Joe. Others like Nick Cannon, Dapper Dan, and Tracy Morgan also appear in the film. Jenkins directed, co-wrote, and executively produced the documentary alongside fellow EPs Tara Hall, Vinnie Malhotra, Doug Banker, Carrie Gordy, Ashley Garrett, and Peter Bittenbender from Mass Appeal, and Andre Wilkins and Jolly Brown Cepeda also produced the project, which is set to arrive just 2 years after the rapper passed away. All Up in the Biz debuts on Paramount Plus with Showtime on August 11th. Congratulations to the family of Biz Markey and Biz Markey. May he rest in peace on the documentary about his life. Because I know the songs he made back in the day, you probably be like, that's not, you know, back in the day, parents were saying, that's not hip-hop. Kids of today's era will probably say, that's not hip-hop. But to us who grew up in it, we say, that is hip-hop. So thank you to Biz Markey for your contributions to the world of hip-hop. And when you look at the world of hip-hop, and you're going to see Biz Markey's face on where New York City is, the birth of hip-hop, you're going to see Biz Markey's face as well as some other icons' faces on the map of hip-hop, all coming out of New York. And then those from the South, we're going to see faces of icons from the South, the West, the Midwest. But New York started it all, and all those icons who started it all, like Curtis Blow, Rapper's Delight, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, The Treacherous Three, and some others, I can't remember their names, but you will see all their faces on that map representing New York City. And a lot of these songs that we grew up on, that kids today probably would say that's not hip-hop to them. Because our parents said the same thing. That's not hip. No, you can't listen to that. I don't know what that is, like. And a lot of people said hip-hop wasn't going to last. And it's still going strong 50 years. I mean, hip-hop is in its 50th year. And look at all these people trying to be a part of it. Look at all these artists coming out trying to be a part of it. Yep, when hip-hop started out, record labels didn't know how to market it because record labels were dealing with R&B artists, pop artists, country artists, jazz, blues, every other genre but hip-hop. They didn't know what to do with it. They didn't know how to market it. So a lot of labels were turned down rappers because they didn't know how to market it. You understand what I'm saying? So, and the same thing, it still goes on, well, for today, no, but for R&B artists that are coming out now, they can share stories because of the type of music they do. Excuse me, y'all. Because of the type of music they do, labels don't know how to market them. But see, back in the day, you had to have talent. There was no such thing as mumble rappers getting by and getting signed to deals, record deals. No, you had to have the talent to get signed. Yep. So yeah, I wanted to share that with y'all about Biz Markie having a documentary. So it premieres August 11th on Paramount Plus and Showtime. So if you got the Showtime, August 11th, you can watch it there. Also on Paramount Plus, because if you got Paramount Plus, you can watch Showtime shows through Paramount Plus. Yep. So make sure when it does come out, you do support. Let's make this Biz Markie documentary the number one documentary to ever come out through Showtime and Paramount. Let's make it number one. That's August 11th, y'all. Mark that on your calendar. The premiere of Biz Markie documentary. Now, the last time I did the promotion for this show, you heard me talk about Gigi's products. You heard me talk about Honey Beauty, April Watkins Beauty Company. It used to be SFP Nails, but now it's Honey Beauty Collection. You heard me talk about that. You heard me talk about some other stuff. And those companies are always going to be a constant talk about when I do the promotion business show. Because these are people I know. And if it's a good business, I'm going to support the business, regardless if I use the product or not. Because, you know, because they're good people, and I know they're not that type to shortchange people. You understand what I'm saying? Because I've gone, you know, I be on TikTok, and I see videos where people claiming they, you know, selling product, and they're scamming people, taking their money, and not delivering on the product. These companies that I speak about on the Promote Your Business Show are legit companies. And they don't shit on their customers, basically. So yeah. I'm trying to think if there was something else I need to share with y'all. Let me check. So, let's call that out. One of my favorite groups that I like is called they are called Vintage Trouble. They have new music out. They dropped an album. I can't remember what the name is, but if you type in Vintage Trouble, I think their website is VintageTrouble.com. I'm not sure. But if you type in the group's name, Vintage Trouble, through your browser, you will see that they dropped new music. And I can't remember the damn name of the album. Let me pull it up. The name of the album. Let's see here. Yeah, it is VintageTrouble.com. It's VintageTrouble.com, and the name of the new... So the new album is called Heavy Hymnal. And they have it on limited... If you are a DJ, they have it on limited edition vinyl, CD, and cassette. So if you want it on vinyl, for those of you who are DJs and still use vinyl, they have it on vinyl, limited edition. They have it on CD as well. If you use Serato, because Serato, you can use CDs. And they have cassette. So if you still got a cassette player, you can get it on cassette. It says, let's see here. Because there was a, when I saw it, I said, wow. Because I get sent email. And I was like, my boy's got new music. I was like, okay, my boy's got new music. And then I clicked and I went to listen. So they also have signed CDs with each member on the cover. So you got Ty. You got, Neil, or whatever how you say his name, N-A-L-E, Rick, Rich. See, me, I like Ty. Ty's the lead singer. So if I get a signed copy, mine will be the Ty edition. It's only $13.98 on their website, so that's not bad. They take PayPal, they take Apple Pay, they take Google Pay. You know, they take different credit cards. Yep. So, yeah. Now. So, yeah. And on the website, so if you're going to get so they also have the vinyl, the signed vinyl, which is $32.99. The cassette is $13. But it's a signed, the cassette is not signed. But remember, it's a limited edition. And it's, so let's see here. So I'm trying to, I think if I click on it, it'll take me where I can listen to the music. So let's see here. Oh no, that's to add to cart. So this is the track list from the album. They have a song called Who I Am, You Already Know, Not The One, Baby What You Do, Feeling On, Love That Once Lingered. That's featuring Lady Blackbird. That's the one I heard, the one that once lingered. That's the one I heard with Lady Blackbird. Alright, alright, Holla, Shining, Repeating History. So, for those who don't know about Vintage Trouble, they are rock. They're a mixture of genres in one. They rock, R&B, rock, R&B, and I think it was something else. Like, when you Google Vintage Trouble, it'll tell you what genres they cover. So, and they're on tour right now in Europe. Because I also got an email letting me know they on tour in Europe and to get my tickets down. I'm like, well, if they on tour in Europe, I ain't in Europe. I'm in the U.S. So I won't be able to go to Adventures Trouble. And how I got exposed to Adventures Trouble was that Denzel Bush, the car company, put together a free concert at the Bergen Pack where I live at. And it was Adventures Trouble. And I, you know, all you had to do was give them your information, then go to the car dealership, pick up your tickets. They gave me 2 tickets. I took my brother with me, and we enjoyed Adventures Trouble. And ever since then, I've been a fan. Yep. I wonder if I click on the song. Nope. So if you want, it's on Apple Music. It's on Spotify. They have a Facebook page. They have a YouTube, a Twitter, Instagram. This I clicked on the icon for YouTube. So here we go. Because they have on their YouTube page, if you go to Adventures Trouble's YouTube page, they have all the songs listed on their YouTube page. And the Love That Once Lingered, it's kind of R&B-ish. So, you know what? I'm going to give y'all a little taste of that. Give a little taste of my book. Sorry for the noise in the background, because you know when you go to YouTube, they got commercials. So. Right. That song right there is by Adventures Trouble. And it's called, oh gosh, I just had the title. If I go back to the website, I can tell you the title, because I just forgot it that quick. The Love That Once Lingered, featuring Lady Blackbird. So they are on Spotify, Apple Music. It should be on Amazon because it doesn't have all the streaming platforms, but I'm sure they are on all the streaming platforms. You can check out their music through their YouTube page, Adventures Trouble. The newest album was called Heavy Hymnal. called Heavy Hymnal. What else did I want to share with y'all? I'm trying to see if I have any more articles about any other businesses that I need to share with y'all. I think the Bismarcky was the only newest thing that I need to share with y'all. So I want to share with y'all that Six Times Radio Network has expanded. They have a new show that every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Pacific, called My Daddy's Records, where host Six Eyes plays the music that his dad loved and exposed him to when he was a kid. So you're going to hear music from genres of R&B, jazz, blues, I'm not sure if it's gospel, but you're going to hear music from those genres, mainly from those genres that his dad exposed him to, and I'm sure he's going to share stories of when his dad, you know, told him about the music, the genre, or the artist whose song it is, And on Saturdays on Six Eyes Radio Network, we have Backstage with Six Eyes. That's another show hosted by Six Eyes, where he will be interviewing artists. So, like when you're at a concert, if you're getting to see a concert from the backstage view, that's basically what it is, and he's interviewing the artist. So, yeah. That's basically it. So, if you are an artist and you would like to be interviewed on Backstage with Six Eyes, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to. Because even though I'm doing Rolling Stone Radio, I'm also a part of the Six Eyes Radio Network. So, this is well, if you're an artist and you would love to be interviewed on Backstage, hosted by Six Eyes, you're going to go to rollingstardom.net. You're going to go to the Contact Me section. And you're going to say, "Hello, Nika." That's N-I-K-A. I'm an artist. I'm a country artist, R&B artist, hip-hop artist, whatever genre you perform in, and I'm going to give your information, your name, your artist name you go by. You're going to send a snippet of your music and a bio of yourself so that Six Eyes can learn something about you before he interviews you so that the questions he asks you are good questions. Because when you don't do your research, it's not going to come out the way you planned it to come out. So you're going to send all your info, the bio, your name, the artist name. You don't really need to put your government name, the artist name, because he's going to be calling you your artist name anyway. Well, if you want to put your name, you can. But you don't have to because it's going to be calling you by your artist name. This way that people get familiar with you, the artist. But if your artist name is your government name, then and you're going to give a snippet of your music, you're going to I'm going to send a snippet of your music, and Six and I are going to take a listen to it. And if Six agrees to the interview, we will contact you back. And once we contact you back, then you're going to send a few songs from your album. If you do have music out, I'm going to send a few songs from your album. I say about four songs. Send about four songs. When you're contacting, asking for the interview, you're going to send a snippet of music. When Six agrees to the interview, then we're going to contact you back, and then you're going to send for a song. So while interviewing you, we'll have your music, and Six can play while interviewing you so people can get familiar with your music, and they can go support you. So you're going to go to worldofstardom.net. If you're an artist, would like to be interviewed on Backstage with Six Eyes, you're going to go to worldofstardom.net. You're going to go to the Contact Me section. You're going to put your name. You're going to put a snippet of your music. You're going to put your bio. So I see I have a caller on the line. 352-363. If you would like to promote your business, just press the 1, and I will open your mic to let you do so. That's what the show is all about. Giving a platform to entrepreneurs, business owners, artists to promote what they got going on. So if you would like to promote something, it doesn't matter what it is. If you're a party promoter, you can promote a party you're throwing at the local bar or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter. As long as it's something that could be promoted. So I see they raised their hand. What's goody good, caller? Your mic is open, caller. Okay, I guess.
Can you hear me now?
I open their mic.
Mike,
do you have something to promote,
Mike,
caller?
Can you hear me now? Yes, I do. I am Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the 300 Elite Winning Team Member.
Oh, you have yourself on mute. Because if you do, take yourself on mute.
Pick me.
Because I don't know if you have yourself
on
mute or not.
Hello? Yeah,
hello,
I'm not anymore. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hello? Okay. All right. I was just testing. Mike Keck. Greetings in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I'm here to promote. I seen the title. It says, promote your business. I have a brand. It's the Winning Team. We're 300 strong, and we're global. This is like my fourth or fifth time I ran to your show.
Hello, Pastor Don. Go ahead and promote what you got to promote.
Yes, sir. Well, we're doing the Winning Team Global Connections Tour. We will be hitting 22 markets, the highest crime, highest violence. We're going to be giving it back to giving people opportunity to market and promote their businesses. At the same time, we need people like yourself, broadcast platforms. We need everybody working together cohesively so we can make a change and dent on the world. We're coming out of the pandemic. The summer is here, so perfect day, bro. I want to not take up all the time. I want to make sure everybody understands we're doing a major move for God. I need all further support, I can get my phone back.
350-350-350. Please reach out to me. I know all the details about what we're working on.
So repeat, you was giving out a number and you went out as you was giving out a number?
I don't know what's going on with the technical difficulties. My phone number is 352-363-1650. Once again, my phone number is 352-363-1650.
Got it.
Perfect, brother. Reach out to me, man. I'm doing a lot, brother, and I got like 300 people that need to be on this show. I'm sending out text messages right now. I don't know who's getting what, but yeah. Roll the starter.
Well, they can call in and promote whatever they got going on. It doesn't matter if you're promoting the party, promoting the play. It doesn't matter. If that's your business, then you can promote it.
I'm texting them now. So you're going to see your line set up, brother. We're going to make it happen. I'm here. I'm going to be on the rest of the show. We got about an hour left. I'm going to be here.
Well, they got some time. You know, they got some time to call in.
All right, now. I got you, brother.
So, yeah, so listen to World of Sound and Radio to promote your business show. This is number 106. Number 106. We've been doing this 100 plus shows. We'll keep it going. So if you can't make it to this one, the next one is next month. That is, let me give you the date. That date for the next one. You pull up the calendar, so I'm going to give you the date. The mark it on your calendar, because I don't want you to forget. And then you go to, you're like, oh, now I remember this to promote your business show. Then you may call in, it may be too late. When you call in, the show may be done. So let me pull up the calendar. So I can give you the one for next month. That is August 17th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the next Promote Your Business show. So if you are a business and you would like to promote it, you call it to 845-277-9356. If you are a business that called to the station and you remember the 347 number well, Block Talk changed the number to 845-277-9356. Press the 1 and let me know you want to go live and promote your business. So it's not just for entrepreneurs and business owners, for artists as well. So if you're an artist, you can promote. And if we don't, if Roger Starling hasn't played your music before, you can, if you're going to promote, you can send your music ahead of time and it get put on the board and we will play your music while you are promoting it. So people can get familiar with your music and you as an artist. So once again, August 17th is the next Promotion Visit show at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is 8 p.m. Central, and I think it's 5 p.m. Pacific. So just make sure you mark it down for whatever time zone you in so that you do not miss the show. Because if you call after 9 or late, because you're not, you know, not writing it down or marking it on your calendar, you might call and the show may be already done because you couldn't remember what time it started. So every And for those listening, every third Wednesday of every month is a Promote Your Business show. So just know that. And if you can't be here to promote, you can always email or send info through, go to roadtostardom.net, go to the Contact Me section, just send your info through there, and it will still get promoted on the show by me, the host, and I will read your info about your business live on air. Doesn't matter what your business is, as long as it's something that can be promoted. Like I said, if you're a party promoter, you can promote whatever parties you got going on the weekend, weekday, whatever it is, you can get to do that right here. We'll just, yeah. If the third Wednesday comes up and you call in and there's no show, that means the show has been pushed back to the last Wednesday of the month, or it may happen the Wednesday before because something may have come up to where there can't be a show. Then it'll either happen the Wednesday, the second Wednesday of the month, or the last Wednesday of the month to make up for it not being on the third Wednesday. So, like I said, if you call in and you get the automated voice saying there's no show, that means because something has come up and the show was pushed back a day or was done the week prior. And if you follow Road to Stardom through social media, you will see when it gets close to when the show is going to happen, you will see social media posts about it. So that, now also let you know if the date has changed or when the show is going to happen. So, trying to think, what else was something else I think I needed to promote to y'all, but I just can't remember what it is at the moment. Yep, I just can't remember it at the moment. But I want to say, I don't know if I mentioned it on air or not, but I want to say thank you to the people that voted for me in the Favorite Chef competition with Carla Hall. I made it all the way up to top 10, but I didn't make it to top 5, which is okay, understandable, because you were only allowed to vote every 24 hours. So, and I know that, you know, you might have, you know, I posted about it, but if you, you know, you might have saw it and it slipped your mind, or you would say I was going to vote but forgot. Animal. I appreciate those that got me at least to the top 10. Out of the top 20, it then did the top 15, and from there the top 10, top 5. And I guess out of the top 5, I don't know how they're going to do that. That part, once they get, you know, after the top 5, how they're going to do it. But for those that did vote, I appreciate it. If it comes up again for next year, I might enter again next year. You know? Those of you who are trying to get into the culinary business, meaning become a chef or catering, that type of competition is good for you to get your name out there as a caterer. If you're trying to do the competition to use the prize money to open up a food truck or whatever, that's a good competition to enter. Oh, this is what I wanted to share with y'all. Open Act is doing also kind of a competition as well, and they are a music platform where artists, independent artists, can sign up, gain votes. It's the same like the competition I was in. Your votes, people can vote for you every 24 hours. And then it's as they keep voting for you, if you make, so I don't know if they start with 20, I don't know how many this one starts with, but let's say if it's 20, it'll drop down from 20 to 15, from 15 to 10, 10 to 5, and if you make it in the top 5, then if you win, you become an open act for an artist on tour or got a show. You will become their opening act. This great exposure for you if you've have performance experience. For those of you, because there's artists who, you know, they haven't had performance experience, so this could get performance experience performing in front of big crowds, bigger than a club performance, you know. And if the people like your music, you just garner some new fans. And the thing is, just go to Open Act. I think it's openact.com to sign up. And you're going to put in, give them your information. They're gonna want your music. And when they're going to hit you back by email to let you know if they chose you to be a part of the competition. And then you just send your link out for people to go vote for you. And as they keep voting for you, you know, you will keep making it. So make sure you got them people who are going to stay voting for you. And then whenever they have, if you don't make it this time, next time they put it out there, you just sign up again and try again. This is good exposure for you as an artist. So on your fan base. Yep. So, I'm going to take a break right here, and we're going to get some music on. And this song I'm going to play for y'all is a favorite of mine. This artist just recently dropped it months ago. It's my boy, Danny Boy. If you know who Danny Boy is, he used to be signed to Def Row back in the day. He's the one that's singing the hook on Tupac's song, I Ain't Mad At Ya, if you remember that song. Yep. So we're going to get into that song in a minute. So here we go, Danny Boy. The song is called Crazy. If you like it, please go to your streaming platforms and stream it. If you really, really, really like it, download it. Put it on your iPhones, your Androids. So here we go, Danny Boy Crazy.
Can't stop the tears from running down my face. Keep touching the spot where you used to lay. Wish you could walk back through that door, I wanna see your face. Wish I could hear those three words that you used to say. Like I want you, or I need you. Gotta have you, and I love you. Now you with him, 'cause you left me. You say you love him, bitch, that's crazy. Now you got me drinking, smoking, hoping that you come back to me. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, cause I lost my way. I got the candles lit. Is my mind playing tricks, or have I lost my way? It's hurting me, baby, cause God knows I've really tried to make it right my way. But all along, could I have been wrong to love you? Maybe I was crazy. I've been thinking about this every day. Baby, I'm just human and I make mistakes. Please don't tell me it's too late to save love and bring you back to me. Why can't you trust me like I trust you? I'll be here waiting, I won't rush you. I know you're with him and you left me. You say you love him, damn. You got me drinking, smoking, hoping that you come back to me, yeah. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, cause I lost my way. I got the candles lit, is my mind playing tricks, or have I lost my way? It's hurting me, baby, cause God knows I've really tried.
Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you digitally download your music or stream your music, you can listen to it there. If you like it, please support Danny Boy. And if you remember the Tupac song I mentioned, then you would know Danny Boy's voice. I appreciate you for rocking with your girl for the Promote Your Business show. This is number 106. Yep, number 106. When I was talking about Six Eyes Radio Network, they are looking for hosts to be a part of the network. So if you're looking to be a radio personality, you can hit me up at roadstarting.net. Go to the contact me section, fill in your information, and we will get back to you about being a host with the Six Eyes Radio Network. So if you got to let us know if you want to do a music show, if you're trying to do talk radio, just when you contact us, just let us know. Not only am I have my own station, World of Style Radio, but I'm also a part of the Success Radio Network. And we're going to vet the people who we put on the station to do their shows. Yes. So like I said, if you want to be a radio personality, yep. That's, you know, contact through roadtostardom.net. You can give a description of your show idea and all that stuff, all your information. We'll contact you back. Besides, the owner of the station okays you having the show, we'll contact you, let you know, and what day you can do your show. And then we'll just, you get set all up to do your show. And I think he's looking for either talk show, because I can't remember. I think the talk show host more than music host. But I will let y'all know. I will let you know next time I come on air. I will let you know if it's music for a show for playing music or talk. I will let you know so that if you want to be part of the Success Radio Network family, if anybody who's applying for that position will be vetted. Because we want people who are going to take this very seriously. We don't want people to be like, oh, I want to do a show and do it one time and then forget that they're supposed to be doing it every, whatever day they pick, they're supposed to be doing it that day every week. Like, if you pick Tuesday, you're supposed to be doing your show every Tuesday. Like, you don't just do it one, decide you want to be a radio personality and then do your show one day and that's it. No. We want people taking this seriously. Okay. Yep. First time we have left. We got 37 minutes left in the show. Okay, so he has background noise. I opened his mic, but he got background noise, so put him back on mute. But, yeah. I really have nothing else to promote. Usually I don't have nothing early. But Pastor Don said he got people, he texts people to call him to promote stuff. No one called him on the line. So I'm going to give it a few more minutes to see if anybody else calls in to want to promote their business, promote whatever they got going on. Ah, we got a caller. We got 309-542. I will open your mic in 1 minute, and you can promote away. What's up, caller? What's up, caller?
Hi, was that me?
Yes, you can promote away. What you got to promote?
Well, my name is Chris. I am the founder of a 501c3 charity called HOPE. And we actually make building material. And it's green. And we can build with a negative zero carbon footprint. We also have the dreamhabitat.org, where we grow fish, vegetables, and mushrooms in our passive solar greenhouse. And in 2011, we had built the greenest built home in America out of recycled cars from Hurricane Katrina. But our house don't burn, don't absorb water. It's stronger, termite-free, mold-resistant, seismic, recyclable. Build it without a dumpster, build it cheaper than wood, and you get a 60% discount on our insurance versus a wooden home. And we're going to show our children across the nation that they are the solution to every adult's problem as they're inheriting every one of them and giving them a legacy to live on forever. You can reach us at hopeforhousing.org or at 309-542-6319. And we can build any blueprint that's ever been built and anyone that ever will be designed. And that would be it. Thank you.
Okay. I want to ask a question. What made you get into doing this?
It was Hurricane Katrina. And I went down and I built a home in 2006 right where the eye come across for Hurricane Katrina. And it saves $11,000 a year in insurance versus the wooden one next door to it that's 1,000 square foot smaller.
That's nice. I appreciate that you did that. Because people were going down, in Louisiana and all those places that were hit by Katrina, and they were scamming people. So I appreciate that you went down and did that to help the people. Promote what you got going on. Doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's promotable. We do this every third Wednesday of every month. The next one is August 17th. At 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As a youth entrepreneur, the business owner, artist, anyone with something to promote could call in. And if you can't make the show, you can still get promoted. Just send all your information by going to rollthestardom.net, going to the contact me section, sending all your information about you and your business, and it will get promoted by me on air during showtime. So while we wait to see if any more people are going to call in, I want to let you know again that Road to Stardom Radio is on AMP, the new app by Amazon. It's a podcasting app by Amazon. And you can put on your iPhone to listen to podcasts or to create your own podcast. Yep. You go to your app store on your phone, put in AMP. The icon is yellow. It's a yellow icon. And you can download it to be a listener, or you can download it to create your own podcast. And what I like about AMP is that you can, just like right now, how I played Danny Boy's Crazy on AMP, I can do the same thing. I could talk to y'all and play Danny Boy's Crazy while I'm doing the show. But I'm going to say to you podcasters out there, decide to want to use AMP, because I know sometimes, you're doing your show, you might have technical difficulties to where you might not be able to play music from the board that you have, and you say, well, I can't play it from the board, well, let me play it from my phone into the mic, and it could play on the show. Well, you can't do that on AMP. AMP does not allow you to do that. If you do that, you will be banned from podcasting on AMP. So you will be subject to being a listener and not a podcaster. They have what is called playlists, where you go in there, you add your songs you want to play during your show. If the artists are up on to Amazon Music or on Amazon. And you type in their name, put the whatever song it is by them you want to, and you put it up there. And while doing the show, you play it, and you're good. But if you do it the way that I did Amarell's song and Ventures Trouble earlier, like I said, you will be banned from being able to podcast through AMP. And you don't want that, especially if they're first time podcasting. Yep. The music is up already through up on Amazon. Amazon has the rights to your music. So it won't be considered copyright infringement. They are trying to avoid copyright infringement because people do play other people's music without permission, and then they're posting the shows on different sites, and because they don't have permission to play the song, the website like YouTube, damn, get hit with the copyright infringement. So YouTube has it if you got music on your YouTube page, they will scan through it to make sure that it's not copyright infringement, that you have permission to play these songs. But AMP is a new app, and they don't want you to do that because if they get hit, they're going to let you know that, it's copyright infringement. It's copyright infringement because such and such record label owns it. So, yeah. So, if you want to, AMP is for people who want to podcast without being visual, to where the people can't see you. You just want them to hear your voice. Yeah. So, I'm going to end early. That's 27 minutes left. I'm going to end early. I appreciate Pastor Don calling in. Our last caller, I appreciate them calling in, promoting their business. I will see you at the next show, which is the Indie Experience, leaving nothing but the best in indie music from artists like Danny Boy, Ventures Trouble. The show is at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for all my indie artists out there that want their music played on this station, all you got to do is hit me up at rosastarling.net. Yep. Through the Contact Me section. And I will get back to you to let you know what you need to do to get it played. And once you get airplay on Rosa Starling Radio, you always got airplay on Rosa Starling Radio. So continue to send the music whenever you drop new music. Yep. Whenever you drop new music, just continue to keep sending the music. And if you're missing the show, give them my Rosa Starling Radio. All you got to do is go to rockstarradio.com/RosaStarling, and you can listen to our archive shows. And songwriters, you know, Road to Stardom and the Black Oak Feather Foundation has the Helping Artists Initiative, where we're looking for an artist to help put out a single. Yep. Doesn't matter what genre you're in. You want to help, you put out a single. And we're looking for producers and songwriters because, you know, artists need beats. Right? They need beats. And there are some artists who don't know how to write, so they're going to need help in that department. That's why we're also looking for producers and songwriters. For the artist, the producer and the songwriter, you're going to go to rosastarling.net. contest. And you're going to put your name, your artist name, if you're a producer, you're going to put the name you produce under. For the artist, you're going to put the genre you perform, and the producer, you're going to put the genre you mainly make beats in. And you're also going to put a snip for the artist, you're going to put a snippet of your music. Right? For the producer, you're going to do the same, a snippet, but we don't want a snippet of music you already gave to an artist, because whoever the artist is that get chosen for this initiative, they may like the beat and want to use it, but if you already gave it to another artist, they can't use it because the artist might put the song out and then people are going to say, well, you jacking their beat, that this artist is jacking that artist's beat when they're not. Because you are a producer and you've given it the same beat to two different artists. So we want beats that you haven't given to an artist, so that, because the artist is going to be the one to choose you if they want you as their producer. For the songwriters, what you're going to do is go there, put in your information. You've had one of your songs out, not you singing it, but something you wrote out. Send a snippet of that so that the artist can see what type of writer that you are, and if they want to work with you, you know, they'll pick you if they want to work with you. And then we will contact you once we picked our artist and they picked the songwriter and the producer. We will contact you, let you know that the artist picked you, and we will hook y'all up together, just single together, and the artist be able to drop the single, and then the song will be played right here on Road to Stardom Radio. Yep. That's what we will do. And it's called the Help an Artist Initiative. And if you are a person who wants to donate to the initiative, you can go to paypal.me/RoadToStardom. Or if you use Cash App, you can put $RoadToStardom or $BOF Foundation. You can send it to the Road to Stardom, or you can send it to the Black Oak Forever Foundation's Cash App. And the Black Oak Forever's PayPal is paypal.me/BlackOakForever, which is BLAKOKE forever. No amount is too big or too small. Just make sure in the memo section or note section, whatever it's called, that you put the donation for the Help an Artist Initiative so that we know you're making this donation for that, or that you're just making a donation to the foundation. Because if you don't and we receive money, you know, like, why is this person sending money? Because that's not going to be the first thing to come to mind, that this person is sending money towards the initiative or just to help the foundation out. We're not going to know that unless you write in the memo section or note section that that's what it's for. If you want just to send a donation to Road to Stardom Radio to help keep this station going, you can do so by the PayPal I mentioned and the Cash App. Just make sure you say donation for the station so that we know. Interviews, go to roadtostardom.net. You will see our bookings when it comes to interviews. You will see that there. Or you could just wait for when the next Promote Your Business show comes and just promote your music then. Because I know people see our booking on the website and like, there's a fee, but it's a donation to the station. Charging a fee for you to get an interview, it wouldn't be what the price is on the website. it'll be more than that. Because I've seen radio stations, you know, say you want to interview and suspend, you send this amount to the station and we'll give you airplay and suspend. I don't, Roller Stardom Radio, since the conception of Roller Stardom Radio, we have never charged artists to get their music played. But interview, we ask for donations to the station, and that's what you see on the website. And some, you know, managers call in for, or not call in, but, you know, send a message through for their artist, and then when they get told that, it's like, I've shared this story before, I'm going to share it now for this purpose. It was a manager calling for their artist, saying the artist wanted to interview. We was already playing the artist's music. I told the guy the donation, I let him know it's a donation to the station, and didn't hear no response back. Then weeks passed, I get an email from the same person again asking about an interview for the artist. And I repeated the same thing I told last time, that it's a donation to the station for an interview. Because we're a small station, we're trying to keep it going. You understand what I'm saying? Trying to keep the station going so we can continue to keep, so that we can continue to have artists get their music played without, because if it gets to the point that we have to charge just for airplay, then I don't want to do radio no more. If it gets to that point to where I have to start charging artists for airplay, I don't want to do radio no more, because I've said this since the beginning, that as a radio personality or DJ, as we are called on radio, that the DJ needs music, the artist needs airplay. Sending me your music, you're helping me out because I need music to play. Right? And you need airplay so people can get familiar with your music and want to go and stream it and download it and support you that way. Right? So we need, it's like a bartering system. We need each other. Because without the artist's music, there's no road to, without artist music, there is no road to start a radio. And without road to start a radio, where does the artist go to get airplay? If other stations are charging a fee for you to get spins, as they call it, as well as an interview. Like I said, the radio station was charging 50. And the 50 consisted for how many spins they was giving you in an interview. Then there was another station that was telling artists that if you get your peoples to call in to the station, then we could put you in rotation. It's like, well, if I don't listen to this station, I'm not going to call in just so that the artist can get in rotation. Like, I'm only tuning in because you're interviewing the artist I know and that I like, so I'm tuning into the interview to hear the interview. But if that's the only time I've listened to your station, you're not, the music you may play, not to say that the music they play is bad music, but it may not be artists that I listen to for me to want to come back to continue to listen to your station. But, you know, everybody has their own ways of running their station, so that's their way. You know, how they run it to get, you know, for artists to get airplay. But that's not how Roger Starling does it. You know, we tell you to send in your music. Once you get airplay, you always got airplay, so continue to keep sending our music. And also, another way that I didn't mention that I should mention, another way you can help Road to Stardom Radio, as well as the Black Oak Feather Foundation, is you can go to roadtostardommerch.com and buy an item from the store that will help. Buying an item from the store will also help. As you go to the Black Oak Forever store, that will help with the foundation. Yep, that will help with the foundation. In the store, in the Black Oak Forever store, you will see items that say Black Oak Forever Foundation. You will see T-shirts that coincide with the initiatives we have part of the foundation, which is domestic violence. Stop the Violence Initiative called Cease Fire. You'll see a T-shirt that says Cease Fire, I Want to Live. As well as the anti-bullying T-shirts we have. We have two of those. We have two that's part of our Domestic Violence Initiative. The only initiative that doesn't have a T-shirt is the Helping Artists Initiative. That's the only one that doesn't have a T-shirt that coincides with the initiative. Yep. So if you go to those stores tonight, one will help the foundation. The other one will help to keep the station going. And it's much appreciated. Yep. It is much appreciated. So I'm going to say peace, one love. Bye-bye now.